The Idaho legislature is just a couple weeks away from wrapping up, and bills are moving through at a furious pace, at least in the House. In past sessions, former Senate Majority Leader Bart Davis kept bills in the chamber moving along, but he stepped down last year to become the U.S. Attorney for Idaho. Now his successor must take up the challenge. As it comes down to the wire, Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief tells Samantha Wright some of these bills could be held hostage or dramatically changed.
Most of the House committees are essentially shut down now. A few of them are still meeting with just one or two bills. On the Senate side, there's still a number of committees that are meeting trying to push out some bills, three or four or five or six bills. Senate Commerce Committee had 15 bills still on the calendar as of Thursday. So there's a lot of pressure right now on the Senate.
And is there a backlog in the Senate?
Yeah, there's a big backlog on the reading calendars. In the House right now, there are about 25 bills between the second and third reading calendar. These are bills that are going to get heard on the floor in the next day or two. In the Senate, there's 52 bills on the second or third reading calendar. Obviously, most of those are House bills that have come over, been passed in the House. They're now in the Senate. About 8 of those bills are Senate bills, which means they haven't even gone to the House yet. A lot of these are budget bills, appropriation bills. We've talked about how in Idaho we put together about 90 to 100 different budget bills, and probably a dozen to 15 of those bills are budget bills. But there's a lot of substantive legislation still out there getting to the floor here fairly soon. And of course, in the Senate, they're kind of behind the eight ball right now in regard to that.
This is a good time to remember Bart Davis left us.
That's right.
Senator Bart Davis, who was sort of the man who kept things moving in the Senate.
That's right. Bart Davis was a master at floor procedure. And this is Chuck Wender's first year as the floor manager, as the majority leader. And he has experience as the assistant majority leader for some years. But the spotlight's kind of on him at this point. You know, he's got a lot to move through in a fairly short period of time here. And so I'm sure he's working hard at this point.
And this is the time, as you have said before, that some strange games start being played in the legislature. What does that mean?
Yeah, the most important one probably for us right now is the fact that it's often the case that the House and the Senate, toward the end, they hold a couple of bills from the other chamber back. This is usually referred to as hostage taking, that you hold a couple of bills to make sure that the bills that you want passed from your chamber are going to get through the other one. So both chambers in virtually all legislatures tend to play this game. They'll hold back a few chips, as it were, until the end. You know, sometimes that works, and sometimes it means bills that would normally pass get lost at the very end and don't come through. You know, we've had about 8 or 10 bills already that have been killed on the floor, and that's very unusual. You know, I think we're going to see maybe 15 or 20 this year, which is a fairly high number for Idaho.
And is that because when you've gotten that far with a bill, you're pretty sure it's going to get through?
Yeah, but again, you know, they decide they need to get out. So we'll see how that's going to work out this year. But it's often the case that a couple of bills that you would think are going to pass get kind of hung up on the calendar at the end and they don't happen. So we'll see how that works out this year. The other thing is, you remember last year we had a couple of bills get kind of hijacked and turned into something else. That was what happened with a bill that became the grocery tax credit bill, for example, at the end. So we'll see if that happens this year. Remember, in Idaho, this is called radiator capping, where you basically take a bill and strip everything out of it except the title and the number and start over. It'll be interesting to see if that happens at all this year as well.
That's Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief. Gary and Samantha have a podcast called Legislative Breakdown. This week's special guest is Republican Senator Dean Mortimer. Find Legislative Breakdown every Friday in iTunes, the NPR One app, or at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.